startup that aims to help you get things done. Welcome back to Textination. I'm Fred Fishkin. Joining us from them, E-H-Y-I-M, is co-founder Stephen Buffamonte. Hi, Stephen.
Hi. How are you doing this morning?
Great. Well, give us an overview of what this company is all about.
Started from the simple idea of, like, people need help. Started when our founder, RM Easterly, was stuck on the side of the road and thought, like, if anyone could bring me a gallon of gas right now, I would be so happy. And then, like, the thought clicked for her, right? That, hey, people need this service and, like, people are willing to pay for it. And then the idea kind of expanded beyond just roadside assistance to simple everyday chores that people might need, like washing dishes or walking your dog or really any number of things. Just simple everyday services that just you would want to hire someone to do, whether it's because you can't do it or you find it too tedious or you simply don't have the time.
Really interesting. So how are you different from these other services? I mean, for roadside, there are a bunch of places you can pay for services for roadside assistance. There's things like Craigslist, many other things. How do you see this as being so different for both your people who need a service and for the service workers?
Well, let's think about, like, kind of the current gig economy marketplace, right? So there's a handful of gig economy companies such as Uber, Instacart, TaskRabbit. Overall, like, they promise freedom and, like, good pay, so on and so forth. But ultimately, when it comes down to it, people aren't making all that much. Top of that, our company is kind of designed to provide services, like, a la carte, where, like, sure, like, cleaning companies exist, but you can't be hiring someone just to wash your dishes. Or roadside service companies exist, but, like, they aren't designed to get to you in a quick and efficient manner. Our app is designed where our helpers see requests within a certain range of them and are able to get to you, like, within or around 15 minutes.
That's terrific. So step us through how this works for the people who need the services and those who are providing them.
Yeah. So first, they will have to download our app. If you're ordering services, you will need to download the Them app on the Apple App Store. We plan on being on Google Play eventually. That's a whole story in of itself. But they need to download our app in the App Store. Currently, they have to type in Them PIN application or Them PIN, because apparently when we upload it to the App Store, something happened in Apple and just typing our company name doesn't do the trick. It's tedious and annoying, I know. Anyways, so you download the app, you sign up, you order a service, and then that service goes out to helpers in your area. Helpers, which will have downloaded the Them Helper app, signed up, passed the background check, done the sign up for the payment portal, all that good stuff, will see a notification pop up on their phone indicating that a new service request has shown up in their area. And they can see the service requests that are in their area and choose which service request they want to do. And then once that service is chosen, the PIN will see the PIN, which is person in need. We love our acronyms here. The helper will then be The pin will then see that the helper has accepted the service, be able to track the helper's progress to their location, all that good stuff. And then they can rate each other once the helper has done the service as necessary on a scale of 1 to 5 hugs, as opposed to 1 to 5 stars, because it's really about helping and caring, so we thought that would be a good rating system.
And is there a set hourly fee, or does it vary depending on the task?
It varies depending on the task. The helper will get paid about half of the price of the task that the pins pays for. So, say the pins orders a jump start or something. For $15 for their car, then the helper would get $7.50, or if they order a gallon of gas, helper would get 10 because that service costs 20. They request dog walking. You get the idea. It's paid per service and
So tell us where you started out, where this is available, and what the expansion plans are.
well, we start out where the CEO is at up in Lansing, Michigan, capital of Michigan, decent enough city. We are expanding into surrounding areas of Michigan here in a couple weeks, as well as Richmond, Texas, which is in Fort Bend County, which is kind of the outskirts of Houston. Plano, Texas, which is a bit north of Dallas, Texas, and in Marietta and Smyrna, Georgia, which is two towns on the outskirts of Atlanta. We are planning on expanding to those in the immediate future, and then later on, of course, use those to help as an entry point into the major cities they're next to. And then later, going nationwide, and of course, God willing, global.
Terrific. So tell us, I mean, how did this actually come about, this team come together to put this out there? And what kind of response are you getting from those who are using it?
So our team actually came together through a series of like coincidences of people knowing people, happening to know other people, as teams getting put together to do things do. Gotta appreciate our tech team that like they've managed to put our app out there because we only incorporated in May of last year, so we are really developing and moving quickly. What's the second part of the question again?
I was asking what kind of response you're getting from people who are starting to use this.
Oh yeah, people that do use it like are surprised at how good it is, and like the concept is great because it's simple everyday services that like people need, right? Instacart deals with delivering groceries, and like Uber handles taxi driving and stuff. We handle everything else, right?
For more information, Stephen, where can people go?
They can go to www.them.com. Or they can find us on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, the website formerly known as Twitter, which is now X.
And again, the
And we're
spelling
even.
here, we want to make sure people understand the spelling here. You're saying them.com, but it's
Yeah.
THYIM.com.
Yes,
Stephen.
THYIM. It's an acronym for They Help You in Minutes.
Terrific. Well,
Yeah.
Stephen Buffamante, thank you so much for spending time with us.
Thank you for having me.